Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
Hello, how are you doing? So good to be with you again for another amazing story from the most amazing book in the world, the Bible. I'm David, and today's story is about one of the bravest men in all of the Bible. A man who kept praying even when it was dangerous to do so. A man who spent a night with hungry lions and walked out without a scratch. But remember, we always start with a little prayer. Because when we pray, God sends his Holy Spirit to help us to read the Bible and the stories come to life and speak into our lives. The Bible is a book that talks. So we start with a little prayer, and we always talk to our Father. We have a perfect Heavenly Father who loves you very, very much. Father God, when I'm afraid, help me to be brave. Help me to keep talking to you no matter what, and remind me that you are always with me. Amen. Daniel lived far from home. As a young man, he'd been taken from his country by force. He was taken to the mighty kingdom of Babylon. Daniel didn't choose to go there. He was dragged there. Babylon had invaded Jerusalem, wrecked the temple, which was the most special and sacred place on earth for the Jews. The Babylonians didn't like God. They smashed everything up. Everywhere Daniel turned, there were temples, statues, and rituals devoted to the Babylonian gods. But Daniel was wise and honest and clever. He worked so hard and so faithfully that King Darius, the Babylonian king, trusted him above all his other people. In fact, the king planned to put Daniel in charge of his entire kingdom. Now, how do you think it made his other officials who weren't as clever as Daniel? Well, they felt very jealous. They watched Daniel like hawks, looking for something they could use against him, waiting for him to trip up. But they found nothing. Daniel was completely trustworthy. So they had to come up with a plan. Now, own up, because God's listening. Have you ever tried to get somebody into trouble, not because you'd done anything wrong, but because you didn't like how well they were doing? I hope you haven't done that. Well, it's the kind of thing people do sometimes. Now, even today, you know, people sometimes try and get other people into trouble because they're jealous about how well they're doing. Of course, that's very unkind, and we must never do that. But sometimes it happens, even to the very best people. And if one day, perhaps long in the future, it happens to you, remember to pray and remember to trust God. Anyway, the officials were really pleased with themselves. They had a fantastic plan to get Daniel. So they went to King Darius with smiles on their faces. Not very nice smiles. Oh, mighty king, live forever, they said, touching the carpet as they bowed. The creeps. We think you should make a new law. For 30 days, no one may pray to any god or person except you. And clause 2 of the new law, anyone who disobeys shall be thrown into the den of lions. The king was rather flattered. He was rather easily flattered. He said, what a good idea, and he signed the law. Now, when Daniel heard about the new law, he was very upset because he prayed. He needed to pray. He loved God. He wanted to be with God. So what do you do when you get upset and you don't know what to do? Well, you pray, don't you? And that's what Daniel did. He walked to his upstairs room. He opened his window, the one that faced Jerusalem, the city that he loved, and he knelt down and he prayed, just as he always did. But the jealous officials were watching, and they went straight to the king. "Daniel! Daniel, the Jew is praying to his God 3 times a day! The law must be enforced." King Darius was devastated. Oh, he had been tricked. He liked Daniel. He spent the whole day trying to find a way out of it. But the law could not be changed. At sundown, Daniel was brought to the lion's den. Can you imagine that? A dark pit, a room full of lions. Not small, friendly little pussycats, but enormous, wild, hungry lions who had been denied food. And Daniel was lowered into it. That's what you call having a really bad day. The king was so upset, he said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve so faithfully, rescue you." A stone was placed over the entrance. The king went home. He couldn't eat. He couldn't sleep. He paced all night. At the very first light of dawn, the king ran to the lion's den. He called out, his voice trembling, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God been able to save you?" And from inside the pit came a voice. "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths. They have not hurt me because I was found innocent before him." Daniel was lifted out of the pit. Not a scratch was on him. The king was overjoyed, and he sent a message to every corner of his kingdom. "The God of Daniel is the living God. His kingdom will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders," which is a way of saying he performs miracles. Now, Daniel didn't know what would happen in that den. He still went in. He was afraid. Of course he was. But he prayed anyway. He trusted God anyway. And God was faithful. God is always faithful. When things feel dark and scary, remember Daniel. Keep praying. Keep trusting. And let's get together again soon for another big story from the Bible.